I'm here with Adam. I've just been at a really good workshop he's done about nuclear weapons. I'm just going to ask him a few questions so he can get some ideas of what's happening across. So why is now a good time to be doing this workshop?
It's a big issue at the moment. It's always a big issue because they're horrific, evil things that are threatening us every day, every minute of every day. But especially now because the Trident replacement decision, the current nuclear weapons system, in British one, is on Trident submarines, and they've said they're going to have to make a decision before the end of this year. Will be the parliamentary decision, and really over the next 2 years, all the decisions will be made about what to replace that with, if to replace that, when it runs out the end of its life in 2024, 2025. Really, now is the point that's going to be easiest to do something about it, because it's always easier when the thing hasn't actually been built. You know, to stop it getting built is easier than to close it down once it's there. And it's easier to convince a politician to change his mind when he hasn't publicly made it up, even if he has in private. So that's kind of the urgency.
Okay, so is this something that we should be, presumably, lobbying MPs about?
Yeah, if people want to, and people are. And certainly I wouldn't say don't do that. I think we need everything. I think we need everything, from lobbying and letter writing. We need people marching up and down the street. But the thing that's missing, and this is where we come in, is serious, sustained civil resistance. Actually really making life difficult for them, making it difficult to operate the base at Faz Lane, where all the submarines that carry the weapons are based. I'm involved primarily in the direct action side, with a campaign called Faz Lane 365, which aims to blockade the Navy base at Faz Lane in Scotland, where all the submarines that carry the current nuclear weapons are based. We aim to blockade that base at Faz Lane every day for starting from the 1st of October. And what we're saying is not don't write to your MP. We're not saying don't go on a demonstration if there is one. That's all useful, that's all happening. It's not enough by itself. The missing link, the thing that we think is missing from the mix needed to really push this forward, is serious, sustained civil resistance. People really putting themselves in the way, making it really difficult for them to physically operate the base, and politically having whole communities standing in the way and saying, this is not happening, we are not letting this happen. We're not asking nicely. It's too important to ask nicely. We actually have to stop this. And that's what we're trying to do with Faz Lane 365. We're building on many years of protests of various types, including direct actions at Faz Lane and elsewhere, and especially building on the last 5 years or so of large one-day blockades, culminating in the one at the G8 last year. During the year, we did a blockade with about 2,000 people blockading, and the police left us there and didn't try and move us. So we're building on that, but analysis is that's not enough. That it's reached. They were good. They achieved a purpose. They kept the issue alive. The issue is now becoming more important again, and we have to push it forward, and we have to really broaden it out. And one day they can cope with, right? They take the day off, some of them. The essential staff go in early. One day they can cope with. They can't do that every day for a year. You can't give half your staff the year off. Right? We actually really do want to make life difficult for them. If you go to our website, which is fazlane365.org, there's a list on there of the groups that are currently mobilising. And if there isn't a group in your area, either your geographical area or your area of interest, and you think there should be, then get in touch and we can help with that. A lot of those groups were started by one or two people arranging a meeting, getting a few folk along. We went down to talk to them. We've got a wee video we can show, and it kind of snowballed from there. And we are definitely still recruiting for more groups, so do check the website, and if I'm the group, if there's already one from your town, or get in touch and help us set up one.
Can I ask why Faslane is such an important target?
Faz Lane is all British nuclear weapons now are based on Trident submarines. and there's four Trident submarines. There's one out on patrol somewhere under the sea, in somewhere in the world, 24 hours a day, 7 days a year, waiting, ready to fire nuclear weapons. All those submarines are based at Faslane, so it's home port for all the British weapons. It's also the largest military base in Scotland. There's like 6,000 people working there or something. So it's a big place, but basically it's where the nuclear weapons live. It's where they're deployed from anyway.
Why is it relevant as well for people here at the climate camp? I mean, is this an environmental issue?
I think it is. I think anything nuclear is an environmental issue. And I do think there are connections between the potential for a new build nuclear power programme and the decision to replace Trident nuclear weapons. It's not the 1950s thing of plutonium, but there are connections. There's connections around the industrial base, there's connections around some of the other components like tritium, and there's big psychological connections as well, I think. Also, personally, I see nuclear weapons as a kind of symbol, kind of totem for the military approach to life, and the amount of resources used by the military in all their planes and tanks and in building all their stuff and transporting it all around the world and all that is immense. We all need to do our own bit, but it would help if we could stop the military doing their bit as well, I think, on the climate change issue. But the big connection, really, on the nuclear thing is the nuclear connection. And I think anything nuclear should worry any environmentalist.
Definitely. And, like, what's the best outcome for you for, like, in terms of, like, spreading the message here at the climate camp?
I'd really like to have we don't currently have a group taking up doing a three Faslane 365 slot on the nuclear power connection and on the purely on the environmental issue. We have a mostly geographic groups and some issue based groups, but we don't have one on that. I would really like to have one. I think it's a link that should be made, and I think that they're two campaigns which can feed off each other in a very positive way. Obviously, also if we can get some more geographical groups, if there's people here from places we haven't been able to reach yet, that would be good. And just generally spreading the word, but also specifically trying to get, we're still mobilising for more groups. We've got about 45 groups. We've actually taken on a 2-day slot so far. So it's about 65 days covered so far. But we are still mobilising for more.
Good. I mean, I reckon it's a totally insane thing to do. But seeing as we are at another totally insane thing to do, it seems a pretty appropriate place. So,
yeah.
Brilliant. Thanks, Adam.